Each week we like to find out what's happening in the Singleton LGA. This morning we're catching up with General Manager Jason Linnane. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, going good, thanks, Bear. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. You've had your challenges this week, it's fair to say. First of all, how is everybody in the Singleton area, certainly with the council and the emergency services? Everybody's been doing a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah, mate. It's a bit like Groundhog Day. This is our fourth event in 12 months.
So
we are getting more practiced at it. And I've said before, and I continue to say, we are so fortunate here in Singleton. Not fortunate we have the flooding events.
Yeah.
We're so fortunate we have such wonderful support from Inspector Schultz from New South Wales Police and her team, Tim and Simon Merrick, and all the guys from our SES, all the volunteers that come with those guys, and all the other state agencies who always lend a hand and put their shoulder to the wheel when times are tough. And we've seen it again over the course of this week, just how valuable they are, just how committed they are, just how professional and competent they are as well. So there's not much good news when you have a flooding event, but I tell you what, it does warm my soul a bit when I see the generosity of people and I see the above and beyond efforts that people put in during these tough times.
Well said, mate. Now, let's get down to business. The recycling shop has reopened.
Yeah, this is good news. I think patronage probably would have slowed a little bit this week.
Yeah.
But it's been really good to see a lot of excited people trawling through the huge range of items we have out there. What do they say? One person's trash is another one's treasure.
Indeed.
And our Barragan Recycling Shop is one of the most important kind of aspects of our sustainability initiatives. We really stepped up back in 2016 to try and reduce waste and increase recycling. The shop's been going. It's been going since 2016, so in the sixth year. And something that our community really loves and really values. We did have to shut it for a while during COVID because of all the different considerations, but our team was really excited, and I know our community is really excited to see the doors open again.
Absolutely.
It's very well stocked with a range of items and getting great patronage.
Good to hear. Now, Anzac Day is not too far away. How are the plans coming along?
Yeah, just around the corner, really, isn't it?
All
this stuff's really sneaking up on us, isn't it?
Yeah.
The old saying, the older you get, the quicker time goes by there. I've got to agree with it.
It's flashing by my eyes. That's how old I am. Yep.
Yeah, so we're working very closely with our good friends at the RSL sub-branch. Again, New South Wales Police, Transport for New South Wales, and all the other groups who are involved in the planning of Anzac Day. And we're really keen to see it happen again here in town. We know how well respected and well appreciated it is. So that's churning along. And also some really good planning. And we're really excited about the next incarnation of Firelight, our annual festival on the 21st of May down in John Street. It's got some wonderful activities planned for that. We've got a whole range of fire performances, roving entertainment, live music, and some really good food stalls, and wine and beer from our good friends at Around Hermitage of Bacolban.
Let's get all the rain out of the way in time for Firelight. Just want it to be a bit cooler that night, that's all. Just that really makes it worthwhile.
Mate, come 21 May, I don't think the temperature will be too big an issue. I think it's probably about the perfect time, and let's hope we have blue skies and that really nice pre-winter evening.
Spot on. Now, last thing I wanted to find out is, with all the rain that we've had this week, what's the word on the sports grounds for this weekend in Singleton?
Yeah, not real good, mate. Not real good. Our sports grounds are going to be shut. A couple of them, there's not much of a decision to make. Parks is, it's a lake. Howe Park's a construction site. But the other ones, they've had a real lot of rain, as we all know. And it's just not possible for them to be in a playable condition come the weekend. So our staff have been working closely with the sporting clubs to make sure they're aware of that, make sure we come up with contingencies around how they can get their season finished for those summer sports. And a really big shout out to everybody. If anyone's involved in our sporting clubs or anyone in our community, please don't go into any of those facilities that have been water affected during the floods.
Yep.
Until we've had time to go and inspect them as well, because we want to make sure they're safe first.
Good call. Very good call. Well, you've got to make these calls nice and early, and that makes it easier for everybody to make their plans. Jason Linnane, as always, mate, thank you very much. Good work to the team down there, and hopefully things will be a little bit simpler the next time we speak and a little bit drier.
Yes, let's hope so, Bam. We can talk about the Knights winning their first couple of games in the NRL as well.
We'll see how we go with that, mate. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and the listeners.